Amen. Go ahead and be seated if you would. Are you ready for the Word of God?
Yes.
All right. Open your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. I'm going to read a scripture to you and then make some comment about this for the direction that the Lord has given me to take, not just for today, for the next few weeks or so. I'll have next Sunday, and then Rick and Denise Renner will be with us the following Sunday, which I'm very excited about that. And then about a month later, Jesse Duplantis will be with us in church. It's just pretty wild around here, so we're excited about all that the Lord is bringing to us, all the wonderful people that the Lord is bringing to us. Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but grew worse. But when she had heard of Jesus, or when she heard Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Now look at verse 34. And Jesus said to her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of the plague. I want you to take note of that phrase right there. Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Say it. Your faith has made you whole. I've been reading back through Brother Copeland, the word from the Lord that was given on New Year's Eve about 2019. And I've just been studying that and allowing the Spirit of God just to speak to my heart about it and what to bring to you concerning it. And I was reading it the other day, and something just rang out on the inside of me concerning. There was one particular segment in there that really took my spirit. And I received it from the Lord as an assignment. I like assignments. I enjoy assignments. I like it when the Lord said, this is your assignment. This is what you're supposed to do. And so I received this as an assignment from the Lord. And this is the part of that prophecy that Brother Copeland gave that night that so stirred me deeply on the inside. He said, you keep ringing the dinner bell of healing, and I will draw the people. This building and other church buildings won't hold the people. But you can't just sit here inside this place and beg for miracles. I'm going to require you to walk by faith. I'm going to require you to get healed on your own faith. Most of the people in my ministry, talking about Jesus' ministry, most of the people in Jesus' ministry got healed on their own faith. Then he quoted, be it done unto you as you have believed. And then he quoted this, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. And I really could hear the voice of the Lord coming through the inflection that he had when I was reading this. He said, I'm going to require you to walk by faith. Wow. Did you hear what the Lord said to us? I'm going to require you to walk by faith. Then he said, I'm going to require you to get healed on your own faith. And so what the Lord led me to do is to take some time with you. And we're going to go back through and we're going to review some of the very fundamentals of faith when it comes to developing our faith for healing and receiving that healing. Now, the principles that we're going to be talking about are not just for healing, but you can apply them to anything else. But specifically, the Lord said, I'm going to require you to walk by faith, and I'm going to require you to get healed on your own faith. So we're going to review these together about the development of our faith. Are you ready for your faith to go to the next level?
Yes.
You know, we've studied this before. As a matter of fact, about a year ago, I did a series with you on uncommon faith. Coming to a place of uncommon faith. And during that series, we talked about the various levels of faith. There is what the Bible calls no faith. Then there's little faith. Then there's weak faith. But then you get on over into a place of the category such as strong faith. He was strong in faith. Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Or great faith. Great faith was the faith of that centurion that went to Jesus and told him that he speak the word only and my servant will be healed. And so are we ready to take that next step of faith? Are we ready to go up to the next place, to grow and to develop in that? So we're going to learn how to do that. And one of the things the Lord put into my heart was we are going to learn how to reap an abundant harvest of healing. Are you ready to receive an abundant harvest of healing? He wants us in good shape. He wants us pain-free. He wants everything that is tried to grow up in our bodies that does not belong in there. He wants it out in the name of Jesus. He wants us to be walking in a place of the healing power of God, not just in us, but coming through us to other people. And he talked a lot about that in this word. We won't get into it today, but just talking about going out there to the sinners and letting that miracle ministry work through us. But our faith needs to come up. No matter how long we live on this earth, our faith will need to come up. It'll need to get stronger. But there's a place of development in each and every one of our lives. And it's the same thing when you go into the gym and you're working out and you're developing muscles and you're developing your cardio system when you're running or whatever that might be into the place where you are progressing and getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I remember last week that Creflo Dollar during this minister's conference was talking about how he had been training for a while, and I don't know why he had to stop. I don't know what the reason was, but he just started back again just a few weeks ago. And he said, now he was not able to go into the gym and pick up where he left off. He had to start a little bit lower and then start gaining and growing again. So that's why it's always important that we talk about these things, that we stay strong, that we stay so current in our training. You know, Brother Copeland goes to recurrent flight training quite often because he's still flying, still very active in that, and that's what the requirement is to do. So we have to do the same thing where our faith is concerned. We've got to go back and do some recurrent training in some things, some recurrent training in the truths that we know that we should not let go of. And one of my main purposes and one of the things that I do as a pastor, and I believe this is a ministry that the Lord has given to me, but it's a ministry of remembrance. Remembrance. Remembering the things that we were taught. Staying stirred up in those foundational truths that make us so strong. To be able to go back to the fundamentals of what the things that we have learned, the things that have been taught to us. And learning how to do this. Well, one of the major ways that we do this, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I believe that as I'm speaking to you right now, faith is rising in your heart. There's a rising up in faith and encouragement, especially where your physical body is concerned. Where the body is concerned, things that may have been giving you problems, issues that you may have been dealing with. Perhaps there are doctor appointments that you have before you to find out about certain things. Well, faith for healing is rising up in your heart right now. And it comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Just like Keith Moore many years ago working for Brother Hagin. And he would sit and watch all of those videos of Brother Hagin's teachings on healing. And he'd watch them and watch them and watch them. And one day he figured out, I'm healed. I'm healed. And he thought to himself, I wonder if that'll work for prosperity as well. So he began to watch Brother Copeland teaching on prosperity, and the man is prosperous now. Well, that's what happens to us. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the more that you hear this and the more that you deposit this into your heart, the stronger you're going to get. And the revelation of being healed and being well is going to overcome whatever is going on the inside of you. So that's what we're going to be doing, and that's what the Lord put onto my heart. He said, I'm going to require it. You can't just sit here in this place and beg for miracles. There is a time where we have to grow up. We've got to mature in the things of God. We cannot stay. We cannot stay in kindergarten. I remember kindergarten. I remember the room that I was in. I remember the paste that I ate. I remember the smells of kindergarten. And I really enjoyed kindergarten. It was really fun. But I'm glad that I'm not going back to kindergarten tomorrow. We are to mature. We are to grow. And we are to get to a place where we develop our own faith. Just like Jesus said to that woman, daughter, your faith has made you whole. And even in the things in my own life, I can see where my faith has developed over the years. It's developed to the place where we face things around here, but I don't face them the way I used to. I'm in a better place. I'm in a place of faith. The first time I was executive director back in the late 80s at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, it nearly ate my lunch. It was a tough one. It was really something. And when I stepped out of that position and was in pastoring full time, I was totally relieved over that. And I was a little bit concerned as I was stepping into this one. Almost 2 years ago, Pastor Terry and I became CEOs of KCM. Almost 2 years ago, January 30th. And I thought to myself, because all I had as a frame of reference is what I went through. But I said, no, this is going to be different. This is 30 years later. This is going to be different, and I'm going to approach it differently. And it was very interesting because when I stepped into it, I could actually feel the faith that had developed on the inside. I went, oh, wow, I'm stronger. There's a strength operating on the inside. And people look at me and say, how can you do that? How can you pastor? How can you be the CEO? It's been a combination of the development of my faith for this, growing up in this ministry, and the anointing. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the grace of God. And I love what I do. I love all the things that I do. I enjoy it. I enjoy the work that I do. But I can tell that there's a difference in me from 1989 to 2019. There's a difference. And I'm stronger. And I want you to be stronger. I want you to be at a place where you may be laying in bed at night and the devil's trying to put symptoms on you. And instead of immediately your mind going to the place of, I'm going to die. I'm going to die over this. I'm going to die over this. To go to a place of, by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. I am healed. So I want to take you through a process of this. And we just, in the time that we have today, we'll just get started on this. I'll pick it up next week. But turn to 1 John 5. 1 John chapter 5. And as we begin this, in the things that I've learned, things that I've been taught, there's a starting place for this. And this is a good beginning place right here. Now, I'm talking to a lot of different people here. I'm talking to a lot of different people that are watching us right now at all different levels of faith. And no matter what level of faith you're at, there's no condemnation. But there's room for growth. There's determination. There's determination. I'm going to the next level. I'm going to the next level where prosperity is concerned. I'm going to the next level where healing is concerned. I'm going to the next level where the plan of redemption and the fulfillment of that plan is concerned in my life. I'm going to that next place. And if those of you who may have not heard much of this before, you listen very carefully because I'm going back through the fundamentals. I'm going back through the basics. And those of you who have heard it before, don't sit there and say, oh, I've heard this before. Do not inoculate yourself against the truth that God wants, the new truth that God wants you to bring, wants you to have as a result of this teaching. So I've trained myself. Whenever I'm sitting in a service and I start to hear a familiar scripture, I catch myself and say, it's easy to say, well, I've heard that before. And you turn off that hearing. Don't turn off your hearing. No, don't turn it off. We are in training. Sir, yes, sir. We are in training. We're getting ready. We're getting prepared. We're getting strong. And we're going through recurrent training here. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. These two scriptures are so powerful. They're so powerful and they're so basic. This is the confidence that we have in him. I like that phrasing of confidence. To have confidence, there's no question, there's no doubt whatsoever, but there's a confidence on the inside. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. Now, if you haven't yet, underline that phrase, according to his will. That's very important. According to his will, he hears us. You can really say there, because The will of God is God's word. You could say, if we ask anything according to his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Let me make a statement to you, and I'm going to put it up on the screen. The most basic key to receiving our healing is knowing that healing is unquestionably the will of God for our lives. That is the most basic thing. That's the starting point. That's the beginning point. The most basic key to receiving our healing is knowing that healing is unquestionably the will of God for our lives. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And faith stops at the question mark. After I was saved, back in Massachusetts, I started going to a little Baptist church. Started talking with people and talking with friends. And over the years, of course, I have grown and understood things and was developing and maturing in the Word of God and the will of God. But you have to understand the time, the era that we were in and the place where I was, there really was not a definite word like this saying the most basic key to receiving your healing is knowing that healing is unquestionably the will of God for our lives. There was a lot of question around it. Is it the will of God? Is it God's will for me to be healed? Is it God's will for me? Is it the will of God for me to be sick? There was a lot of question about it at that time, and we really didn't know. We really didn't know. Well, God may have put that sickness on you to teach you something. And by the reaction that I'm getting in this room, there are some people here that don't buy that. Well, you have to understand, as a 19 and 20-year-old, fresh and new into this, when you have those who are in authority over you, whether it's a pastor or people that have been in that way for a long time, and they say, you don't know whether or not it's the will of God to heal you. You don't know. He may be putting that sickness on you for some reason. And then they begin to explain the reasons why. But we know that it is unquestionably the will of God for us to be healed. Say, it is God's will for me to be healed. It is. It is. It is God's perfect will for whatever it is in the physical body that is of the curse of the law. It is God's will for it to be cleansed and clean and whole, just like that woman with the issue of blood. She was made whole, and whole included everything. Not just the restoring of her physical body. She got all her money back and more from all of the doctors that she went to. She was made whole in her relationships. She could come back into society again. I mean, it covered spirit, soul, and body. So we have to know without a doubt that it is the will of God for us, or I could say it this way, it's the will of God for me to be healed. And what you might need to do is to just spend some time meditating on that fact and saying it to yourself. It is God's will for me to be healed because he loves me so much, and because what Jesus did for me in the pit of hell and was raised from the dead, he took upon himself my sickness and disease. It is the will of God. It has heaven's stamp of approval for you to be healed and well. That's the starting place. That's the beginning place. Healing comes from God. It's part of our redemption. Healing comes from God. It is part of our redemption. And I want to give you several scriptures because you have to have the foundation of the Word of God for that. Turn to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. And again, be very careful. Well, I've heard that before. No, you have just stopped the work that God wants to do in you right now. The word is fresh every time you read it. It's new every time you read it. In Isaiah 53, verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs. Really, when I read this, you really need to make this personal. You must make this personal. When the Passion of the Christ first came out, I had the privilege of sitting next to Kenneth and Gloria in the movie theater. What a powerful movie. What an anointed movie, the Passion of the Christ. And when Jesus was being tormented and whipped, Brother Copeland was sitting there right next to me, and I could hear him say, "He did it for me. He did it for me. He did it for me." With every stripe that Jesus was taking, "He did it for me. He did it for me. He did it for me." So you have to learn to read Scripture in the light of that fact. Surely he has borne my griefs. He took my griefs. He carried my sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. Well, here in talking about griefs and sorrows, it's talking about sickness, disease, weakness, and pain. He bore my sickness. Say, he bore my sickness.
He bore my sickness.
He bore my disease.
He bore my disease.
He bore my pain.
He bore my pain.
So I don't have to be sick.
So I don't have to be sick.
I can be free from disease. And delivered from pain. See, this is part of your redemption. This is what belongs to you. He was wounded for our transgressions. I'll read it this way. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes I am healed. It is the will of God. It is the will of God. Surely, as we've been walking through this good fight of faith, I'm looking forward to seeing your husband sitting on the front row, giving testimony to what God has done for you and your family. And you did not let go. You did not quit. You kept your faith in the Word of God, strong in the Lord. And we will see him sitting here. He's watching right now. James, come on to church. We want to hear the testimony of what God has done in your life. You got a new husband. Brand new husband. Glory to God. And what he's done for James, he's no respecter of persons. But as we develop our faith in this healing power of God, and we say yes to it, and we receive it, as I said before, it would be very good for you to take some time and to meditate this word until it gets down on the inside of you, gets down into your spirit, because whatever gets down into your spirit begins to make its way out through the body and touch every part of the body. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Say it. With his stripes we are healed. Give God praise for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We have to be strong in this, strong for our children. Parents, you need to know how to lay hands on your children. Take communion over your children. You have authority over those little children. And teach them these same principles, because as your children grow up, they need to know how to operate in this. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for my wife and how she raised our children, how she raised me. I'm so grateful. She actually had three children, not two. But I look at them now, and I look at what they're doing, and I look at Aubrey as a mother, and how whenever anything tries to come on her children, she and Cody band together, and they take this word and they stand on it. Jeremy and Sarah do the same thing for their kids. And I think that's one of the greatest blessings, is to see your children operating in those things, even though Jeremy talks about when he would stay home from school because he wasn't feeling well, he wanted to do what the other children did and watch the morning lineup of shows. Now, I don't know what they would have been watching back when Jeremy was growing up. When I was a kid growing up, it was a lineup of Andy Griffith, the Beverly Hillbillies, Green Acres. I mean, all morning, entertained. Totally entertained, but not in the Pearson's household of faith. No, 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 no. It's Willie George, Charles Capps, Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth Copeland. You have to be immersed in this. You have to immerse yourself in this. You've got to surround yourself with this. Every night when Terry and I go to bed, that's all right, you can pick up your phone. It's okay. When we go to bed, we listen to Brother Hagin every night. Every night. And here lately, I've been listening to a lot of his teaching on healing. And I would recommend one particular message that I've been listening to. I've been listening to it for years, and there's just something about it. I just keep going back to it. And the name of it, the title of this, you just can look it up on YouTube, The Most Important Things You Need to Know About Healing. The Most Important Things You Need to Know About Healing. What a magnificent message that is. And I was listening to it last night. We were listening to it in bed last night. What am I doing? I'm feeding my spirit. Yeah. I'm feeding my spirit the word of life. I'm feeding my spirit that word that's alive on the inside. If you turn, look over at Proverbs chapter 4. And again, a very basic scripture for this, but it's so important what the word of God will do for you for the physical body. In Proverbs chapter 4, in verse 20, it says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to them that find it and health to all their flesh." My cross reference here says medicine. Medicine. The word is medicine to your flesh. Feed on the word of God and you will see a difference. You will see a difference. To meditate on that word and allow that word to go in your eyes and your ears and let it come out of your mouth and make declarations of faith. It will change everything. Yes. But the very basic thing that we need to know today, it is God's will. Yes. God's heart. God's desire. It's his desire. He wants to see you well. He wants back pain to be gone. Yes. He wants knee pain to be gone. Yes. He wants long-standing afflictions to be gone in our lives. Yes. We need to get in agreement with him. We need to walk in agreement with what he has already accomplished and already done in our lives. Turn to the 103rd Psalm, Psalm 103. These are just a few scriptures that the Lord gave me for us to look at. The word of God is the will of God. The word of God is the will of God. And Psalm 103, look at verse 1. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." I've used that scripture before. That covers everything. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." My heart is blessed. My pancreas is blessed. My kidneys are blessed. My lungs are blessed. My feet are blessed. My bones are blessed. And there's something about the living word that you speak in faith, believing God. And I believe God with every word of it. Every word of it, I believe God. I believe God that as I speak the word of God, it goes right to the source. It goes right to its target and does what it's supposed to do. So we see here, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." The word benefits in the Hebrew is the word treatments. Treatments. So every time you feed on the word, you're taking another treatment. a treatment. And here are the treatments, or here are the benefits. He forgives all of your iniquities. He heals all of your diseases. He redeems our lives from destruction, and He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Don't talk old. Don't think old. Don't believe old. Come on now. Get my Greg Stevens going here. Come on now. Come on now. Don't dress old. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because there's something happening. We have a prophet in the land who's pressing into 120 years. Anybody who wants to follow in that, let's go. Let's go. But what is going to have to happen? It's going to take an uncommon stand to feed on that word and to see ourselves at 120, not bent over, not all shriveled up, but to see the glory of the Lord on 120-year-old. Wow. 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 And Brother Copeland is leading the way for it. He's talking about exercise. He's talking about eating well, talking about feeding on the Word of God. He talked to our staff about this just a few days ago. And I went to work out that next day, and I could not find the parking space in front of the gym. He inspired the staff, and it's been crowded ever since. It's been crowded ever since. I'm going to be 66 this year. 66. 66. They don't know exactly why people clap when you tell them. Yeah, that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The word preserves us. It preserves us. But I don't know. As I was growing up, it seemed like 65 was that tipping point where all of a sudden everybody retired, they quit, and they got old. But I believe that we need to be a demonstration to the generation that's coming up before us. And people talk about retiring at 65. I see no retirement in sight. All I see is refirement. That's all I see. That's all I see. So He heals all of our diseases. It is the will. Say, it is the will.
It is the will.
Of God. For me to be healed. Turn over to 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2. And I'll wrap this up in just a moment. I want you to get just one thing. It's the will of God. It's the will of God for you to be healed. According to His word, it's His word, and it's the will of God. That's the starting point. That's the beginning point. It wouldn't hurt you to sit down I know you're sitting down now, but it wouldn't hurt you to sit down at home and just take some time and look at these few scriptures that I gave to you and to sit there and say, it is the will of God for me to be healed. It is God's will and I receive it. I take it. I speak to my body. I have authority over this body and I speak to it and I command it to line up in the name of Jesus. With 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. I commend it to line up in Jesus' name. 1 Peter 2:24, who His own self bare our sins on His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live under righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. It is the will of God. It is the will of God for you to be healed and whole and well and free. Now, this is what I want to do before we go. 10 years ago, Kenneth and Gloria were conducting the Branson Victory Campaign. And during that Branson Victory Campaign, they had healing school. And towards the end of healing school, Brother Copeland got up before everybody and he began to make a declaration a confession of faith over the physical body. And it is the most comprehensive declaration of faith over the body that I have ever heard. And the Lord prompted me yesterday for us to all stand together. Stand up. Let's stand up. To stand up together. And that we are along with Him. And this is now 10 years old. 10 years old. Stronger than ever. That we are going to. And that's the same thing for you. Wherever you are watching right now, you stand up with us if you can. Do not stand up in the car. If you need to, pull over to the side and get up. But we need to take our stand. Take our stand where the healing power of God is concerned. So this is March of 2009, Branson Victory Campaign. Hold on to your hat. We are about to slay the devil. Are you ready? Play it.
Glory to God.
Now stir it up.
We stir it up. We stir our faith up. Jesus.
We're
name.
Fixing to release it here. There's not a few of us in here. There's many of us in here. Praise God. Stir it up.
There's a healer in the house.
I have the faith of God in me. Say it. I have the faith of God in me. All things are possible.
All things are possible.
To me.
To me.
Because I'm a believer.
Because I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm a receiver.
I'm a receiver.
I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I have it now.
I have it now.
I release the faith.
I release the faith.
Given to me.
Given to me.
By the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
By the Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Lord.
My Lord.
My Melchizedek.
My Melchizedek.
The High Priest of my life.
The High Priest of my life.
I release the faith.
I release the faith.
I release it against sin.
I release it against sin.
Death.
Death.
The curse.
The curse.
Sickness.
Sickness.
Disease.
Disease.
Poverty.
Poverty.
Lack.
Lack.
Debt.
Debt.
Leave my presence.
Leave my presence.
Take your hand off my body.
Take your hand off my body.
Release my mind.
Release my mind.
Release my will.
Release my will.
Release my emotion.
Release my emotion.
You will not touch my spirit.
You will not touch my spirit.
Release my finances.
Release my finances.
Release my family.
Release my family.
I pray the prayer of faith.
I pray the prayer of faith.
That whatsoever thing.
That whatsoever thing.
I desire.
I desire.
When I pray.
When I pray.
Which is right now.
Which is right now.
I believe.
I believe.
I receive them. It is done for me now. Now put your hands on top of your head. I receive total freedom in my head.
I receive total freedom in my head.
I receive healing.
I receive healing.
Deliverance.
Deliverance.
And all that Jesus has ever done.
And all that Jesus has ever done.
My eyes are healed.
My eyes are healed.
My ears are healed.
My ears are healed.
My brain is healed.
My brain is healed.
And delivered from all foreign matter.
And delivered from all foreign matter.
Any chemicals.
Any chemicals.
That have worked their way into my body.
That have worked their way into my body.
From the crown of my head.
From the crown of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
To the soles of my feet.
Are removed.
Are removed.
Dematerialized.
Dematerialized.
And gone from my body.
And gone from my body.
I am free.
I am free.
From the law.
From the law.
Of sin and death.
Of sin and death.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
Has made me free.
Has made me free.
And I am a free person.
And I am a free person.
My throat is healed.
My throat is healed.
My chest is healed.
My chest is healed.
My lungs are healed.
My lungs are healed.
My esophagus is healed.
My esophagus is healed.
Nothing can stay in the vital organs of my body. Except the healing power of Jesus. My arms are healed.
My hands are healed.
Every joint in my body
is renewed,
restored, and delivered from disease,
weakness,
and pain.
I am healed.
My kidneys are healed.
My spine is healed.
From my brain stem,
completely to the end of my spine.
The discs,
nerves,
muscles,
all are healed and made well.
My backbone is restored.
My youth is renewed.
Like the eagles
in the 103rd Psalm.
My hips are well.
My hip joints are restored.
My knees are well.
They are restored.
All of my legs,
including my ankles,
my feet,
the bones of my feet and legs,
muscles,
ligaments,
nerves
are restored
and made well.
I believe I receive it.
Right now.
It's not based on what I feel.
It's not based on what I see.
It is based on this message of faith I've heard today.
It's based on the written oath of God.
It is mine.
And I am His
forevermore.
I am a man or woman of faith.
Love.
And joy.
Are working in me now.
Why?
Because I'm blessed.
I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out.
The blessing is working in me now.
The Garden of Eden effect
is at work.
The anointing
that removes burdens
and destroys yokes
is working in me,
spirit, soul, and body.
I will come
to complete wholeness,
wellness.
I will stand
in the full stature
with my Lord Jesus Christ.
Anointed with His anointing.
Healed with His resurrection.
And my prayer and desire
is to know Him in fullness.
To serve Him in power.
And to know Him in the power of His resurrection.
Thank God I'm healed.
From the top of my head
to the soles of my feet,
and all the affairs of my life,
I'm whole.
I'm whole.
I'm debt free.
Thank you.
grief. You're free from grief. From hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Now let's lift our hands to the Lord, Jesus, and give him thanksgiving,
yes,
for this.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the healing power of God
that is in this church
now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That all those areas that Brother Copeland declared, they're being healed right now. Healed right now. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're demonstrators of our covenant with God. Demonstrators of the healing power of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.